Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 6th, 2019. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northeast winds 10 knots, gusting to 15, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 4 feet high at 14 seconds apart. Showers are in the forecast today. And today we're going to be talking about an unusual situation. Well, not that unusual, actually, not as unusual as it should be. That I saw a news item this week about mariners on board a ship not getting paid. So can you imagine what it would be like on your payday if your paycheck just didn't appear and there was nobody really to help you get it? That's the situation that some mariners are in thousands of miles from home, and it's not as uncommon as you might think. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. 3 inbounders, 12 in the Astoria anchorages between Rice Island and our Astoria downtown anchorage, and even a couple of ships waiting at sea to come into the river. And our outbounders, we have 4 down, heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Ken I. She's arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for Kalama, and I think she could be a ship that has big, heavy coils of steel in her cargo hold. That's been the case in the past with ships that have been coming into this berth in Kalama. And if that's the case, then this is a very an unusual cargo. It's kind of generally referred to as break bulk cargo as opposed to loose bulk cargo. And so big, heavy pieces of things on ships is what break bulk cargo is. It could be big pallets of things. It could be pieces of equipment. In this case, if they're big, heavy coils of steel on board, they have to be secured very carefully because bad weather especially. But ships here, there's always a rolling swell out there, even during good weather. And so cargo like this, they could come loose. The last thing you want is something like a big, heavy roll of steel rolling around in the bottom of a ship. It could destabilize the ship and actually cause it to capsize. So that's a whole other realm of cargo handling, which is the securing of cargo safely inside ships. And it's carefully calculated, even the angle of repose, they call it, about bulk, loose bulk cargoes like wheat. It's all very carefully calculated so that the ship in its natural environment where it's rolling and bouncing around is going to remain carefully balanced and safe. So just an interesting little tidbit about that particular kind of cargo and the need to secure it. So people, part of their job on board is to go around and make sure that those cargo straps and other things that secure it are securely fastened. The Crimson Ace is next inbound, arriving from Japan, headed for the buoy off the anchorage off Vancouver, Washington. She'll pass Astoria about 5:30 a.m. and arrive in the Vancouver area probably about 10 o'clock this morning. And the Ken I, that earlier ship, passed Astoria maybe around midnight this morning, so maybe in Portland. Kalama maybe around 5 a.m., so she could already be up there at the port of Kalama. The New Days is arriving from China, headed for Longview. She's going to a berth that I think handles logs. She'll pass Astoria around 4:30, so about maybe 8 o'clock p.m. she could be in Longview. In our Astoria anchorages, well, in ships that are waiting to come into the river, let's put it that way, they're sort of listed under the anchorage ships. We have 2 ships at sea waiting to come into the river, the Ogna and the F.H. Rizhao. They're both just waiting offshore the opportunity to come into the river to either anchor or go to a berth. In the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront, we have the Nasaka, the Star Topaz, the Belgrano, the Andrea, the Federal Iris, the Agia Skeppi, the Bonanza. Those ships are awaiting orders. And in the Rice Island anchorage, we have the Aspasia B, the Caravos Glory, and the SSI Dignity. They're a little bit further upriver, opposite Tongue Point there on the as you're heading out of the Astoria anchorage upriver. In our outbound ships, we have the Sea Star Venture leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 9 p.m. She will probably pass Astoria about 3 o'clock in the morning. You might see her running lights go by if you're a night owl. The ATB Sound Reliance is leaving Portland maybe about 9:30 or so. So about 6 hours later, she could be passing Astoria outbound. She's got refined petroleum on board. The Phoenix Leader is leaving Vancouver, a car carrier with Subarus on board, headed out at about 11 p.m., and she could be passing Astoria outbound about 6 hours later. And the New Nada is leaving outbound at about 11 p.m. out of the Port of Portland. Well, let's talk about working at sea and getting paid. What if you went to work on payday, you just didn't get paid. Nobody said anything. There was just no paycheck. And there was nobody around to explain or to tell you when you would get paid. And what if your workplace was a ship thousands of miles from home? That's the situation that some mariners find themselves in, marooned on a ship with no pay. I found an article, a couple of different articles, and one of them in Maritime Executive magazine and another in a Marine Log is a publication. I'll tell you about them. This one, just this week, Maritime New Zealand reports that it detained the Panama-flagged bulk carrier Daiwan Justice on Saturday after a complaint that the crew's wages had not been paid for almost 4 months. So this was a case in which reporting it did some good. They were able to put pressure on the ship's owners and get those folks paid. But here's a case of from another publication. The crew of the motor vessel Liberty Prudencia, stranded on board since November of last year, have been forced to agree to sign off the vessel, but with only 1 month's wages and no firm assurance of more. So this apparently happens to about 1,500 ships a year. Now, how can this be? How can people work and not get paid? Well, this is a good opportunity to explain a little bit more about the situation with foreign flag vessels, which are most of the vessels that come into the Columbia River are flagged in other countries. So they don't have the benefit of things like our labor laws in the U.S. or OSHA, occupational safety laws that protect people from things like not getting paid. So sometimes vessels have a pretty murky trail of who owns them and who is operating them and even who is paying the crew on board. You can have people, it can be very hard to trace who actually owns a ship. And so some of these foreign flag vessels, especially on the other side of the world that are not in U.S. ports, can be really a puzzle to find out who to hold responsible. And so in some cases, there was even years ago, I remember talking with the Columbia River bar pilots here about a ship that sat in the anchorage off Astoria years ago for quite a while. And finally, the people on board contacted the pilots and said, "We're just been sitting here. We were running out of food. Nobody's been paid. We don't know what to do." And it was a really complex situation of ship ownership. The ship had essentially been abandoned by its owners because they didn't consider it to be profitable. And the pilots ended up helping that crew get sent home because they were all sailors from other countries. So that's just an interesting wrinkle in the maritime industry with a possibility on some foreign flag vessels. You're listening to Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.